brother Mohammed Rashid with me over there, because as you all know, Mohammed Rashid is running for nomination in Calgary McCall. Congratulations and good luck, and we hope that you will get the support to become that nominee. It's also nice to see the Imam from London, England, visiting us. Also to see my friend Albert, and the another candidate running in Northeast Calgary, my friend Happy Man, and also to see Athar Zaidi in very, very good health and strong and coming back to be a very active member of the community, in addition to our scholars who will enlighten us later on in the discussion. And also I'd like to thank Brother Shapir for inviting me. And he said he sent me the invitation a little late, but I said a community event does not really require an invitation. The only thing that I need to know is the time and the place. And I'd also like to thank my dear friend, Mike Muzaffar Tahir, whom I've known for many, many years, I think over 15 years now. When I knew you, I did not have a single gray hair, and so now I have a lot. Thank you very, very much for inviting me to be here with you today to commemorate this tragic event in our Islamic history, namely known as Yawm al-Hussein. I would like to welcome you all to my constituency, the area that I have proudly represented for the last 18 years. And I want to thank you for choosing this school in particular, the Forest Lawn High School, because this school over the last few decades educated and housed thousands of Muslim students who went on to do very, very well in life. I know many of them have become doctors, lawyers, accountants, and have done very, very well for themselves and made their families very, very proud. And this school also providing these students, and it's still providing these students a place, first of all, recognizing the importance of the faith and providing them with a place in which they can perform their Friday prayers. So our thanks and appreciation really goes to the administrations and to all those people who understand and value diversity and the meaning and the importance of diversity, and they actually know and realize and recognize that diversity is a source of strength, not weakness. Ladies and gentlemen, in the presence of our esteemed scholars here on the head table here that are present with us today, It would be unwise and unfair for me to delve into the event due to my limited knowledge and expertise on the issues at hand. But I am sure we will be enlightened by their knowledge and their discussion later on. But brothers and sisters, I would like to just talk briefly about Islam, and this is a subject that I spoke about many, many times on different occasions and under different circumstances. Islam is, in general, with all its mazahib, is under attack, especially in the Western world and in the Western media. There isn't a single day that goes by without reading a newspaper article or listening to a newscast. And in those articles and newscasts, they're not talking about some terrorist or talking about terrorist activities in some parts of the world that are taking place in the name of Islam. And we all know the bias that exists in the Western media. And we all know that Islam is not like that. Islam is none of that. And Islam, what Islam said in this regard, and it's clearly in the Quran, he who kills someone without a just cause, as if he has killed the whole of humanity. Islam, brothers and sisters, is just, peace, love, understanding, tolerance, respecting each other, helping the needy, respecting the elderly, respecting the women's rights, and raising our children the right way. Islam is a school. Islam is a way of life. It encompasses all aspects of human life, and it must be practiced fully for it to be Islam. And I say to our friends in the Western media, Islam talked about almost everything. Islam talked about the rules of engagement during the times of war. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, issued 10 commandments or his orders to his army, and they go like that. And I said that in the Alberta legislature. He said to his army, and he ordered his army, he commanded them, do not start a fight. Only fight those who fight you. Do not kill an old man. Do not kill a woman. Do not kill a child. Do not kill an animal. Do not cut a tree. Do not pollute your enemy's water or cut off their food supplies. And do not attack at night. You might wake up the nursing mothers and treat the prisoners of war with dignity and respect. That's what Islam is all about. And ladies and gentlemen, those people who are committing atrocities and committing acts, terrorist acts, or undesirable acts in the name of Islam, believe me, they don't follow your Islam or my Islam. They follow their own ways of doing things, and we do not condone those. We do not recommend that they be called Islam. Islam doesn't recommend them at all and does not really appreciate what they're doing. In closing, ladies and gentlemen, I would urge all my fellow Muslims, to always remember the manner of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when dealing with his adversaries. And let's remember what Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said. Hassan and Hussein are the masters of the youth of paradise, and Fatima is the master of their women. He also said, Hussein is for me, and I am for him. And the Prophet looked at towards Ali, Fatima, Hassan, Hussein, alayhim salam, and said, I am at war with those who fight you, and in peace with those who are pleased with you. Brothers and sisters, let's always be an example to be followed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you very much.